Holy crap, here comes Jesus, and he doesn't look too happy.
There's 33 vertebrates in your spine. There's 33 years in the life of Jesus. Substance that comes from your medulla, which looks like the Ark of the Covenant, has angels' wings around it, the whole thing.
I'm an officer.
Religion. Religion is way too much work. I don't want slaves. I want friends, family to share life with.
Good morning, good evening, and possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. I am just a mere mortal man enjoying this experience in this husk of a human. I am somebody who has come back 8 times around to not only experience the depth of what love can truly overdefine, but to be somebody that is always questioning reality, challenging the program of the universe in itself with the matrix system imbued within all of us that simply came back to tell you that in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. And now, on tonight's episode, I first would like to thank every single person who is new here that found their way here from a recent TikTok video that I did. I haven't been on TikTok too long with Shallow Oceans, and within a few videos, I should say, we've already got over 11,000, 12,000 followers. One of the videos is already in a trajectory to be over 500,000 views, and the responses and everybody's comments have been so beautifully received. I can't thank all of you enough for simply just enjoying my mind and the thing that has been given to me that I don't even know what to say outside of what is to be said. I don't even think anymore. I just do the thoughts that are given to me, and I have totally been receiving everything and anything that all of us have been thinking together. And that's why I wanted to tell you, welcome to the tribe, welcome to your people, and welcome to the place you've been looking for your entire life. And just know that in this place, this is probably the safest thing I could give you, is the open fluidity of my consciousness. No bias, no outside objective, no ads, no selling, no itineraries, no objective base anything, because I literally have nothing written down when I do these shows. I sit down, hit record, and say hello to you, and thank you all for being here for a very fun ideology tonight, because this is going to be very pivotal on the exact notion of how you found yourself here tonight. I want to talk about something that has been swayed through so many generations of people that has been implemented into now one of the most leading cult factors in the entire world and has unfortunately taken away from its true objective, which is unifying the entire populace of consciousness within humanity and humankind, and has been now swayed into a divisive notion that lets people believe in cultish tendencies to enable them to feel that they are higher and enlightened more than others, and also deterring anyone from trying to think more outside of themselves because it caps them and makes them be almost subservient to things that are not only the belief system of those who want to control, but truly are the things that want to keep you away from yourself. I want to talk for a little bit tonight about Christ consciousness. And instantly when you use the term as Christ, most people will think of religion 9 out of 10 times, if not 10 out of 10 times. And that's okay, because in duality, that is what the base premise of religion is conformed on, is the fact that there was an individual, could have been a man, could have been a woman, wasn't a white dude with long hair floating on clouds, I'll tell you that much. It's the fact that there was an individual born from a virgin birth, Virgin Mary, and in doing so was supposed to be anointed as the Son of God, the living embodiment of God itself. And in doing so, the contorted King James Bible, which, again, all of religion is man-made, so keep that in your mind, the contorted belief of this religious aspect is talking about how the duality of everything within it is to follow and obey and to give your life to Christ. Well, I will say this. the whole concept of Jesus Christ, right? An individual who walked amongst all of us and led so many great deeds, from saving others, giving his life for the entirety of humanity, washing away sins, etc., is a concept that I truly do love. I love thinking about the fact that somebody came here with a purpose so grand, its entire ideology of belief system was to enlighten and to overall enable and raise the frequency, the mindset, and the people from freedom from their own selves, oppressors, and every other attribute. I love that concept. I love the fact of thinking that something in human flesh, in a husk like all of us are with our souls and spirit combined within it, was able to attune to something so high, it was able to use powers that supersede even the humanistic mindset of what we think we can do. Because you have to remember, everything you believe to be real is a fallacy based off of a construct of somebody else's timeline and story. None of what we live is true. None of this is reality. None of this is actually what we were supposed to be living in. It's more of a grand concept. I would consider it more as an ant farm right now, an energy harvester, a place where only a select few, and I mean a very minute select few of people, will ever truly be able to escape and see and understand the previous of what is all this stuff, and then understand the concept of where we're supposed to go with it, and then understand the whole just cataclysmic realization of why we're even in this human body. Now again, the concept of Jesus Christ, unfortunately, has been taken and used hostage over millions and millions of people. Religion as a whole is one of the leading cults in the entire world. And it's crazy. It is not even as high up as you think it is. I'm not even going into Catholic and with the Pope and etc. There is so much cathartic evil within that entity. I don't even want to touch on that today, just for the simple construct of that's an entire show itself of having people awaken to religion. I'll save that. But the fact is, Jesus Christ as a whole is a concept. It was not truly a walking human birthed from the Virgin Mary. The construct and the concepts of what it is telling you is that there are individuals who have been able to obtain Christhood, which is removing self of everything that confines yourself. Think of this from a higher perspective. Remove the constructs of religion conforming your mind. Remove the constructs of this entire society and reality telling you what you are, how long you live, how you can live, what you need to eat and do. Think about it from a higher perspective and really have an idealization of thinking for yourself, what does this really all mean? Why is it so hidden from all of us? Why is it that they're doing such a distinguishedly good job of removing you from the concept that you are God? Think about what I just said. And I don't mean thinking with your logical brain. I'm talking about understanding with your concept of self. Soul, resonate with the tone I am giving you. God is not even God. Yeshua, Yahweh, those are the closest of more so older texts and languages that are more descriptive of it. Yahweh and Yeshua, these concepts, are something that was made to be in physical form for us to see the coding and to understand the programming. Every single person that you walk around, if they are real, I do believe some people are still not real yet. There's a whole concept of that as well. But just simply, you need to look into the Cabbage Patch Babies back in the end of 1700s into the beginning of 1800s with the world fairs and everything, the reconstruction of society, these buildings. We're basically in Babylon if you live in America. That's a simplistic way I can say it. Just go to the Grand Canyon and see the monument of temples and just, oh my God, there's so much in there. But the fact is, they've taken something that I believe is the coding to beating this game. And you may ask yourself, well, what is the game itself? Like, what is this even in tune? And how do I even know I'm even playing it? How am I aware of it? Well, if you're listening to me, you're breathing, you're moving, you're thinking, you're blinking, you're sleeping, you're eating, you're playing the game if you are ever connected to this third dimensional plane that we're within. If you're listening to me, doing anything, working, but unless you are unconscious, which is a form of escaping and astral projecting, because when you sleep every night, you're actually leaving this plane and going back to more of the closer source to yourself. The reason why you have dreams and you have these things that make you feel like you're still human in yourself is because the construct of this reality is so strong now, it's even contorted your subconscious brain to even use its powers at a lower level and just replay this life in different notion and different motion pictures. Really conceptualize that. There are times where you will get foresight, which is basically things to come to pass, which is why we've had deja vu, which I'm sure you've heard about or have experienced a plethora of times in your life. But the concept of deja vu is not as simplistic as you basically saying like, oh, I feel like I've done this before. No, you have. You've probably done it many times before. You have to remember the cycle of this simplistic notion of multiverses and dimensions, etc. There are a plethora of infinite of views based on your decisions. So just for the fact you could turn off the show now or keep listening to the end, that's two alternate realities that just came off of a thought ideology you had in your the moment of now listening. That's what's incredibly incredible and impeccable about the concept of all of this. So if that's the distribution of seeing that you're within this game, all of this deja vu is reconfirmation that sometimes you're seeing something more than you really thought it was. You're really reliving experiences maybe from different occurrences because remember, time is not real. There is no construct of time. Nothing is colliding in the sense of all moving and this and part. And it's all one. So the person you were when you were born and gained consciousness into the person now to the person that is leaving and leaving their husk and passing on, that's all the same person within the same moment within now. But your brain has been so limited and been kind of, in a sense, confined in a third dimensional processor of units. Your brain itself is literally only using 10 to 15, if not 20% at its max capacity. So you have to really think about that. You're basically limited. You're limited from your eye vision. You're limited from your hearing ability. You're limited from freaking, I mean, just from now, from conversational standpoint. Do you know how much I hate the English language? I'm going to do an entire show on the fact of we have to watch what we say. I mean, words have so many double meanings in the English language, plus the factor you play them backwards, they mean something else. And then the true intention of the power you put behind the words as well. A whole crazy concept, but all of these things are stepping stones to the ladder of really having that realization, I'm within something that's above my understanding, and that's okay. That's not something to freak out about. That's not something to worry about. That's refreshing. Do you know how almost it feels like moronic it is to believe that you're in nothing, that you come from nothing, and that you're going to go back to nothing? I just have a really hard time accepting the fact that these people are so idealistic and so pompous that they think all of this comes from nothing. That blows my mind. This has always been. Time is irrelevant. It's infinite. Where we are has always been and will never cease. It is always going to be. That's the thing. Darkness does not exist. It is only there because light is absent. So if light never goes away, does darkness exist? Ask that question. If you never die and you lived forever, would death be a concept? No. Now you're starting to get the idealization of why everything is a constricting notion. So again, you're in a game, a video game you were choosing to play, and that's okay. You can stop it anytime. You can do whatever you wish, and the factor is you have to stop doing the things that take away from who you are. Now that is a hard thing to accept because the food you eat, the things you watch and consume, your diet is a spectrum of things. It's your friends, your family, the inside of what you listen to, what you digest, what you think, who you're around, the partner you choose. Everything is a construct of your diet. And I'm going to be even more realistic with you. If you're not able to give up the things that constrain you, that keep you tethered to the flesh, that do not allow you to think above personal attributes within your own little dimensional husk, you will never be able to play at a Christ consciousness level. And that's the game itself. There have been, and I have probably the most without deniable feeling within myself, there have been multiple individuals who have obtained Christhood. And in doing so, have enabled the entire consciousness of humanity and raised the frequency to a higher bar that the dimensional shift is so cataclysmic, the people who are conducting this experiment, test, whoever they are, whoever controls this, I can't give you names because I'm still amongst you. There is something more going on here, and their biggest fear is that happening before they are ready to reset. Reset basically means if you go back and look at the mud flood, if you go look at photos of when they were reinvigorating or just rebuilding or just doing some upgrades to the White House, when they were digging underneath it, there was another 10 feet of structure under the ground. I remember when I went to Seattle, I visited their downtown area. There was an entire thing you could go to as a tour at the city under the city. They built an entire city above the city below it. Are you starting to catch my drift? How is it that, let's have another concept, right? How is it that you can just willingly accept the fact they tell you that, oh, at the center of this core, of this ball we live on, which somehow holds water at sea level, even though it's spinning, all that stupid concept, but at the center of this little ball, floating through space and time, throwing through the cosmos, is a molten core of magma, liquid fire. Okay, if that's true, then why is it that the deeper the ocean is, the colder it gets? Like, just use common sense, okay? Throw out every logistical standpoint, throw out science, throw out any of that bullcrap, okay? Doesn't that make it sound more like it's hollow or more cold? Because really think about it. Why would it have the concept of being colder in the middle of the ocean? Oh, because it's vast. There's so much. It covers the whole world. Then it should be hotter. No. It just... it's really interesting to me because we're taught to believe that heat comes from above and below us. It's only coming from the residuals of the sun, which, by the way, the sun and the moon, too, those are all local. These things aren't flying through space. They were put right here for us because we are the center of everything in this little captivity we're in. A lot of concepts within one show. I know. Welcome in. A lot of new people here from TikTok. Got to give you a good show for your first round. The fact is, you're playing a game. You've been confined within your mind since birth. Through family, through friends, through relationships, through schooling, through everything. You were confined from head to toe. And the reason why you keep yourself a prisoner is because you never question anything. You accept it. You allow other people who have been trained to be more brainwashed than you, that spend more time in a career field that has nothing to do with reality, you're believing them because you don't have the time to do it, because you're in a rat race, because you believe you have to work your entire life just to survive, when in factuality, you could totally live off the grid at any moment you want with not even that much of funds or anything. You could go away anytime you want. You choose not to. Because one, you don't know how to. You have no idea how to even live. You don't even know how to grow a plant from a seed. Yet you're supposed to be self-sufficient. Interesting how you're so reliant on the grid. Interesting how you're so accepting of the fact when they tell you, oh, you know, global warming, it's going to destroy us all. It's going to get so hot outside. The sea level's been the same the whole time. The sea temperature may rise, may fall here and there. I think that's probably because of the four angels at the corner of the world where we're stuck at. I don't even believe winter is real. That's a whole nother concept. The fact is, the game is real. We're stuck within it, and there are individuals who have beaten this game before. And what I mean by that is they've attuned so highly to what they are inside, not outside, that they've been able to have their powers granted to them. And I'm talking about that Christhood, that divinity, that freedom to be yourself. Don't think of it as X-Men, right? Like superheroes that you have like laser eyes, super strength, I can fly, I'm invisible. A lot of those concepts are probably outside of our genetical coding of ability anymore because we've been so washed down. Think of us as human beings. This is the best example I can give you, right? The literally best example. Think of human beings right now as the concept of the Bible, right? And this is all tied together so poetically. The Bible has been rewritten and reworded and restructured how many times? I bet you won't even guess the correct answer because I don't even know it. There have been so many redundant reditions, King Charles, etc. There have been so many hands it's been passed through this telephone game. The fact of the matter is, if you think any of it is still close to the truth, all I have to tell you is the newest Bible doesn't talk a wink about the firmament, which is upsetting because that's one of the first things after the heavens and the earth, the sun and the day, and the firmament to protect the waters from above and below. It just shows you, okay, how much they keep dumbing us down slowly and slowly and slowly. The thing I'm getting to, though, is that just like the Bible, that it has been redone, rewritten, and restructured so many times, so has our DNA. And I do believe there are a distinct amount of individuals within this reality who still have the true connection to the God particle It's like basically integrated in their DNA structure. It hasn't been too washed down or destroyed yet. You can still heal it. I know you can. But the issue is, if you've ever seen the movie Hercules, the Disney one, where they steal Hercules, the two little demons from Hades, they grab him out of heaven when basically Hera and Zeus are sleeping. They steal Hercules, they feed him this bottle, this drink, and as he's drinking the drink, he slowly loses his godly ability until he almost drinks the whole thing, but he misses just a little bit, so the last thing he retains is his godly strength, but he becomes mortal, so he can be killed now. What if I told you that concept is not far from what we used to be? Really think about that. Think of vaccines and all of these things that you ingest and put into your body, slowly removing the divine thing within you. Because it doesn't matter how many King James reversions we are now, it doesn't matter how many times whoever these people are that have played with our coding and DNA and locked us, put the worship gene in our body, capped our chromosomes from its regenerative ability to where we're basically just decaying after 20-something years old. The fact is, you still have the original creation inside of you, and it still resides within you. And the coolest thing about it, too, is it never leaves you. It just gets more buried under dirt, and it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. But it's still in you, and it always will be, because creation is within all. Yahweh is in everything. Yeshua is a part of the reconstruction of your whole personality and abilities and focal point of your mindset. Don't you think it's weird that the entirety I'm flowing with you, I don't pause once. I don't say, I don't need to pause. Why am I going to stop my free thinking ability for you? Why would I need time to process my brain? That doesn't make sense. I'm not thinking. Why would I have to stop myself so you can keep up? You're registering everything I say. I don't need to play this in 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. Somebody said a perfect comment. I played this one speed. You were perfectly said. You articulated everything. You literally said everything I was going to think and say and everything inside of my mind, because I am not me anymore. Like, I don't know how else to explain this. I am literally attuning to what I was always meant to be. What you can as well. That's the whole point of Christhood and obtaining Christhood. The fact is, you're not born with sin. Stop allowing religion to define you. You're born into a world of sin. You don't have to sin. You are not a slave to your flesh. There are so many young men, I mean this when I say this, and I can't believe it's actually this crazy. I had to have this real eye-opening realization that I almost got mislabeled as a person because of how bad this is. Like, I'm telling you, my entire critique of characteristics and my whole image of who I am was tested by the person I love the most because of the world we live in. The fact is, the most religious people, the most happiest people, the most family-loving people, all of these people inside still suffer from some dark things, and it's actually terrifying to realize this. Do you know the level of porn addiction? I looked this up, and I had to kind of pause when I saw it. The whole concept of people who masturbate and do all these things in self-pleasure, it's actually heartbreaking to know that I have not met a man outside of myself, and this really sucks to say out loud, that doesn't watch porn, that doesn't masturbate, that is comfortable being celibate and removing himself from the entirety of flesh because he knows how constricting and how simplistic it makes you as a human being. I'm not lying when I say this. I know now why women are more intelligent than men. Because men have literally been captivated by the most simplistic of things. Their reptilian brain literally makes them find value in a woman off of their looks. How degrading is that? No wonder women have to put on makeup all the time just to go outside. No wonder they have to put on this whole cathartic notion of being so self-sabotaging, of thinking that in their own mindset they have to look a certain way, feel a certain way. Their whole subconscious has trained them to be all of their looks, that I feel even the worst for these cute women or good-looking women or curvy women. Imagine being defined by your body. Imagine being judged off of how you look. Imagine your value being just the way I see you. That's terrifying to me. And honestly, again, hurts my heart to know that I'm this much of an abnormality. I still don't want to accept it. I still want to believe in my heart of hearts there are other guys out there that are truly like myself, that have no need for it, have never had an OnlyFans, I have an OnlyFans. Her name's Mila. I love you. Have never subscribed to any of these things, that don't look up any of this stuff, that is truly comfortable with evolving with their own mindset, that the things they're focused on are truly high divinity, of really true masculine, of focusing on self and being purposeful and direct and being driven with a purpose of something higher than self, being very attuned with knowing how important it is to eat healthy, to think healthy, to be active, to use your body, to be masculine in the fact that you have testosterone, use that shit and push some heavy shit up and down, my boy. I don't know what else to tell you, but the fact is you're supposed to look almost like a Greek god, but not in the attribute of those fake ones who take like these crazy supplements or anything. Your body will look immaculate by just eating well and exercising. I'm living proof. I don't need to take anything. I don't do anything. I'm literally just using what's given to me every day that I'm blessed with. I know my body hurts at times because I use it so much, but why else do I have it then? Why else am I here? Why would I be so comfortable with just a simple release of serotonin that I devalue my own ability? Do you know how much a slap in the face it is to know that I get excitement from just a bottle rocket release? And this is a serious conversation. This is for my men that are listening right now. If you're still constricted by pornography or women, flesh, and you're just literally captivated by these women who have no superstition of any type of value outside of their own ability, and let's say, I'll give some of the benefit of the doubt, let's say they're actually intelligent and they're playing you because they know they can, so the whole don't hate the player, hate the game, you're still, in a sense, stuck to it. And you follow it and believe in it, and you actually give your time into it. Imagine how much more fruitful your life would be if you saw it through your eyes. Imagine how beautiful the world would be if you were able to define it in your own words. Imagine how captivated you would be by a beautiful woman inside and out if you didn't just judge her on how she looked on an exterior level. Do you know that the concept of love is so misconstrued now? It's all labels. Do you know that true, real love, divine love, unconditional love is being totally and utterly connected through somebody else on a level that is unhumanly possible? Just like Christhood? What if all of that is connected into one? What if the concept of being a Buddhist monk and going up to the Himalayan mountains and shaving your head and wearing robes and being surrounded by other like-minded monks that want to just escape reality and Buddhism and Hinduism and how they just put, they know life is just a challenge and a test. They're pretty close to it, but they run away. Why run away from the challenge? Shouldn't you be able to do it within it? Shouldn't you be able to overcome yourself here? Shouldn't you be able to walk through a valley of naked women if you're a guy and still go straight to your purpose and not stop? What is the value there? What is the value there? What defining narrative gives you any type of inkling of thinking that's your perspective of accomplishment? Women are not meant to be dominated. Women are not meant to be conquered. Women are not meant to be sexual escapades. They're your counterpart of defining yourself in a physical attribute that you cannot get to yourself. Women have the divine feminine. They have the intuition, the ability to be so empathetic and have so much compassion and love. Men are not able to attune to that. And trust me, I am pretty comfortable within my masculine phase that I have even accepted my feminine abilities as well. I am very self-efficient. I can cook, I can clean, I can do laundry. I can live by myself and travel the world without a hesitating of an issue. But you know what I don't have? That softness. It's not in me like it is in a woman. And that's the trick is when your divine masculine is allowing them to be their feminine, they'll be open, soft, comfortable. Their mind will quiet and they'll be so present with you, the world just melts around you too, and you create your own reality. That is divine love. That's the point of Christhood that I want us to obtain again in this lifetime, why I'm here. I want us to see as a cognitive ability, as a populace of divine frequency of human beings, we can elevate everything by what we think inside. Do not accept these false narratives of believing you are not able to be everything you want to be. Do not believe that time is going to heal all wounds. Do not believe that time will show you somebody's true colors. You can see it the moment you meet them if you choose to see them. I know without an inkling of a doubt who's in front of me now because I choose to see them. You can sit there and be subconscious and think that you have to act as a certain mantra of an individual to have this persona, this avatar, this whole personality trait you've developed to be accepted in society. I choose to be myself. And I don't care how you take that because I don't do it for you. and I know in my heart I have nothing but love for you. I've said it before, fear does not exist, it is just still misunderstood love. Just like hate doesn't exist, it's you switching the concept of love from a positive to a negative. It's still love. Your haters are your biggest fans. That's love. Like, what else am I supposed to say? You're not confined. You're not subservient. You're not locked in your body. You hold the key the entire time. Your mind is your reality. The thing we're seeing through these eyes is just a representation of inside. If you wish to find the part of you missing in your counterpart, become you first to find it. If I don't know the ingredients for a meal I want to make, how am I going to cook it properly? How will I know what to buy? Sure, I can use my imagination. I can try. I can play with it. I can have fun. But how are you even going to do that if you don't even know how to cook? You see the levels to this? Like, there's so many integrating factors. The purpose of all of this is saying that Christhood is not some guy that's going to save you. It's not the physical attribute of God brought back to give you life. If you're still sitting here and saying out loud that you're waiting for the book of Revelations and you're waiting for the coming back of Christ to save you and to ascend you and to basically help you escape this reality to go on to the next, I don't know what else to tell you, but you're lying to yourself. And this isn't blasphemy. I'm not speaking against anything outside of openly telling you what is. You come from God. You are God. We are not gods and goddesses. No, we're not our own separate entity. We are all one. Are you following me? Christhood is a contorted consensus and a open growth and progression of the elevation of frequency within the human consciousness. Your brain does not retain information. The cloud does. There is no memories stored in your brain. It is just a mere satellite connecting to your astral projection of self, the astral plane, the world of all worlds. The thing that is in the waters above us, the things that we look at, which are the stars, and you think they're planets, they're none of that. They are all, in my opinion, probably different type of dimensions, or maybe those who are fighting in a different plane that have accomplished it here. Who knows? That's the point of this, is that, again, I know nothing. I'm not here speaking in a way telling you that I know anything, but I'm opening my mind to the concepts of what can be and what is. Consciousness is the elevation of human society. Consciousness is no longer allowing fear or hate to consume you. Consciousness within Christhood is seeing the best within everybody and being able to use the discernment given to you by creation to choose what you wish and what is right or wrong. This human experience is a concept of a higher notion of a spiritual plane that they use for the lower ones, which they call YOLO. You only live once, go have fun. That's very nice of you to say that. How do you know? How do you know? You don't. Me, on the other hand, I'm starting to realize I've been here for a few times for reasons that I cannot share in a public setting. But let's just say I've seen it. The fact is, you have the ability to be everything and anything you wish to. You can totally restructure yourself now. You can change your voice. You can change your hair, your avatar, your entire persona, your influx. You can even learn to speak differently, different languages. You can change anything you want. But how come you don't change your mindset? How come you've allowed it to be so programmed that a simple update is all you needed and a simple delete all is all you had to do? I think that's the purpose of all of this, is that to obtain Christhood is not waiting for Jesus Christ to come back again. It's not for him to come back and save you. We are the saviors. We are God's people. We come from Yahweh and Yeshua. We are the book of Revelations. You starting to get what I'm saying? It's always been in us. That's what hurts my heart when I talk to these religious people. They don't see the error in their ways, and that's okay. It's not for me to decide or to tell them. It truly is on them to be their own self-entity. But when I go to churches and I see how they chant, I see how they talk, I see their communion, I see the baskets being passed around, doesn't it just seem a little off to you? Just a little bit? Wouldn't God be above money? Oh, but the government gives religion a tax write-off. They don't have to pay taxes. All the money they get is doubled, and governments actually pay for church? Ooh, Big Brother's in on this? I don't know. That's a little sussy. Just like NASA getting $10 million a day from government, what are they doing over there? Just shooting rockets into the ocean? What are we doing? How about the fact we talk about that satellites aren't even in space? They're on helium balloons floating above us. We're not going to talk about any of this? I mean, again, the whole concept of Christhood is that it's not somebody that's going to come back and save you. I will not be able to be Jesus Christ, but I can obtain Christhood, and I'd like you to join me. I'd like you to be free of this false reality. I'd like you to not care what your family or friends tell you to do if you know what's right for you. I would like you to not be afraid to let people down if you know what you need to do. I would like you to see openly that the concept of love is instilled in you because you've been trained to believe in a physical attribute of love, but don't even know what true love really is because you've never felt it. If you were really in love, and shout out to Johnny Depp, because I didn't even know he said this, but I love this concept and I'm glad more people are on it. I'm not individualistic. I'm just glad more people say it too. If you fall in love with somebody, when you're already in love with somebody, I recommend you choose that second person, the one you just fell in love with, because you wouldn't have fallen in love again if you were truly in love. That's a real statement, if I may say. It's the same concept of Christhood and waking up to the persona of our reality. We are God's people. We are the chosen ones. We are the ones who will lead the way. I speak for all of us because I am us. I don't say anything that I'm not supposed to because I'm not anybody outside of you. I will never mislead you or misguide you because I am following what is given to me. I give it back to you. It's just like playing catch, right? If you throw me the ball, I throw it right back to you. I'm not going to keep it. I own nothing. I am nothing. I am merely just present. Just like nature shows us. That's how to be free again. So I'll end this whole riff here with a simplistic question for you, right? Do you really believe that you are everything you will ever be? Do you believe in your heart of hearts that you've really been in love before in your life? Do you think with absolute certainty this is everything that there is in this life? Those three questions together should be enough to have you really answer another question called, who are you? And what are you? What do you define as? And what do you believe yourself to be? I am completely comfortable in telling you, I found myself. I'm you. And I'm glad I could be you for just a brief moment. Because in doing so, I was able to help you see who you are again too. And you're me. So as much faith and love and aspiration that I carry, I hope you do too, because you have it in you. I hope you know that you don't have to be afraid of going to hell or giving up a life of solitude and servitude to go to heaven. You can have all that here. I've been to a coffee shop and seen both people right in front of me. I've seen one in hell and one in heaven. I've seen one person who was so down on their luck, lost everything, no money, nowhere to go, family broken, about to be on the street, sitting in that coffee shop looking like they're on fire. The world is ending, and they don't know what to do anymore. They're totally lost, consumed, and just utterly afraid, full of fear and hate. Person right next to them, drinking a coffee, so happy they got to wake up. They feel good. They're sitting in present, enjoying the views and the surrounding, the smell of the coffee, and have no idea of what the day leads in front of them. No idea. Just totally present. One's in heaven and one is in hell, in the same place, in the same time. I believe you can choose your reality as well. I believe in all of you so much, you all can choose where you live. And I believe in all of us so much, we will bring back Christhood. I'm just going to do my part. So if I can ask anything from you, I would ask that you do yours as well. And you practice what you preach. Don't fall to the limitation of skin, okay? Your body count is not important. If sleeping with people is really something of value you have, you still have some work to do. if you're still pulled by flesh or cute, beautiful, physical things, you still got some work to do. If you really think at the end of the day, all you're supposed to do here is just live young, wild, and free and just enjoy everything and anything that comes to me, I wish you the best. And I hope you enjoy it fully. Because on your next rotation, you'll probably be consumed by it again. Because it knows what you fail at. That's the game. It's going to get you where it hurts the most. And I'm a swan. Oh, man. So I know where it hits me the most. I love you all. And again, welcome if this is your first time here. Take a seat, grab some tea or coffee, stay a while and listen, and enjoy the show because it's going to be back to a daily occurrence. I took some time off, if you're new here again, because I met somebody who has absolutely shown me that she's going to be my last greatest challenge in this life, and I'm excited to experience everything with her because in doing so, it's going to show me if I can still stay me, the person that she fell for. And I, ever evolving, will never let her forget it. So, welcome back, everybody, and move forward. Do not be confined by simplistic notion of religious tendencies. Do not believe an everlasting event of phone call or whatever it is, telephone. Be more free to the concept of seeing that we all evolve together. And if you would like to move forward with us, please, welcome to the tribe. The growth on this side is immaculate. The future for all of us is so divine. And the true authentic nature of what we can all be is just hidden inside of all of us. So I challenge you to be better. I challenge you to see higher. And I hope you'll follow me to the beautiful side of the tree that I want to sit by and hug it for a little bit and say thank you. So if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love!